Hi, my name is Madison Stahursky-Dunstall, and the topic we will be discussing today is decolonizing the nation-state, the main question being is if that is even possible. We will be using Mahmoud Mamdani's on his article in The Nation called The Idea of the Nation-State is Synonymous with Genocide, released on January 9th, 2024. Sansosh S. on his article of Wars as an Act of Cultural Cleansing on Efflux Notes, released on May 10th, 2022. And Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, Manifesto of the Communist Party and the Marx-Engels Reader by Robert C. Tucker, released in 1972. First off, Mahmoud Mamdani argues that the colonial and nation-state is the same thing. They both began in the 15th century with the European genocide of the indigenous peoples of the Americas and the expulsion of Jews and Muslims from Iberia by the Castilian monarchy. These two acts produced a blueprint for future colonial conquests and the idea of creating an ethnically homogeneous state, which can only be created through severe acts of political violence. He believes when one community believes they deserve a state of their own, where they do not want shared sovereignty, but can be okay with political subordination, ethnic cleansing becomes possible, as sovereignty and tolerance is very different. He also criticizes John Locke's solution in his letter concerning toleration, as he assumes every minority has a state somewhere else, which is not true. Mamdani also criticizes the human rights paradigm as it focuses on perpetrators of political violence instead of focusing on the structures that enable this violence to happen. Mamdani's history also impacts his understanding of the world, as his family originated from India on his mother's side in the 19th century and father's side in the early 20th century on the coast of Africa. They moved from Tanzania to Uganda in the 1950s. He and some 80,000 Ugandans of Indian origin were expelled in 1972, but in the prior decade, he studied in the U.S., participating in the civil rights campaign, and went back as a Pan-African nationalist in 1972, and was kicked out later in the same year as an Asian. One thing he has found is that there was only a settler, a binary, with no immigrants in that idea. He compares this to an Indian immigrant not carrying a gun but making a positive relationship with their neighbors, but the white settler always had a gun, and that is how he feels safe. His idea of homeland is quite different, as you can have several, and the homeland doesn't have to be exclusive, like how some nation states are created on exclusion. Before modernity, people lived in diversity, but the modern project was to create separate ethnic homelands. Now on to Sansosh S. He starts off explaining a large number of Indians supporting the Russian invasion of Ukraine as a symptom of ambition for Hindu majoritarianism in India with an imagined Hindu Rashtra, as well as the warning of a strong and decisive leader. In Britain, the support of war is a response to the loss of imperial prestige. The celebration and urging of for war seems to be at the core of national identity. A perfect nation is often a dream of a monocultural nation. Even the world of collateral damage in war is not as innocent as it seems. War is often fueled by a repulsion towards difference, and not just a want to occupy and conquer. Wars also have an act of cultural cleansing by destroying certain monuments that show cultural diversity or knowledge. Marx and Engels view the beginning of nation-states due to bourgeoisie need for political centralization, due to it centralizing the means of production and bringing people more into cities and not scattered about in rural areas. Communists fight for the entire proletariat, not just of their own country. They believe the working men have no country. The proletariat have to fight for control of the nation, but not in the bourgeois sense. This will also lead to the end of nations fighting against each other, as they will all be united under the working class. Society has always been based on class antagonisms, and one eternal truth is that there has always been an exploiter exploiting the exploited. Political power has always been about supremacy, but once the communists take over and get rid of bourgeois elements, there will be no more need for politics in the traditional sense, as there will be no oppression. Now into my analysis. First, Mamdani, in my view, correctly points out that the nation-state and the colonial state are synonymous, which means the nation-state cannot be decolonized. I also include Sansosh because they also see war as cultural cleansing and explains deeper how war is used for the benefit of a mono-ethnic state. I then go on to Marx and Engels as they give a solution to this problem, as the nation-state needs to disintegrate and everybody can come together under a new political system. While I believe the view is somewhat utopian, especially with the erasure of the state government political infrastructure, but the idea of looking away from the nation-state is the right thing to do. There have been many decolonial movements around the world which can be very liberating, but as Mamdani's experience correctly points out, is that they are still trying to create a mono-ethnic state, which got him kicked out of his home country. But this point of having multiple homelands is a good point also, because it helps us to evaluate. It's a good point to evaluate, as it helps us be more diverse and not focus on only one homeland, which then turns into a nation state, which means excluding others based on their idea of unifying a nation together. Sansosh also points to a former colonized country who still supports invasion into other lands and who has an idea of a mono-religious state, that is India. This shows how a country has never truly decolonized, as there is always another, and government leaders speak of unifying people together, often under religion, race, or ethnic ties. Thank you for listening to my podcast on if the nation state can be decolonized, and I hope you learned something new or new way of thinking about a topic you never thought of asking before. Bye bye.